Welcome everybody, shiur number 960, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting question. Of course, we're in the middle of Siman Resh Tezvav, and as we always do, if we're in the middle of a certain subject, if an interesting question comes up, just not to forget to put it on the side burner, which sometimes we never get to, the stuff that's still sitting on the side burner from a while back. We try and chop it right away and bring it into the shir. So somebody asked a very interesting question, and the question is like this, that we put out on our questions and answers group a short while ago in reference to Ruggel B'kach. What does it mean, Ruggel B'kach? If somebody, the Mishnah Berurah mentions many times, it's brought down like that in Halacha, if somebody does something a regular way that in Brachas, then it's automatically covered. What do we mean? So if for the example we gave over there was, let's say every day for lunch I eat fish. Right, so I make a shahakal. Now, every day after my fish, I automatically take a coffee. Right, that's like I do this every day, pretty much. That's my regular part of my schedule. Let's call it. So now, let's say, so when I sit down to the fish, I make a shahakal. I have in mind the coffee. Fine, everything is good. The coffee's not in front of me at all. I have it in mind. It's good. Now, let's say I sit down to eat the fish one day in the middle of the week. I sit down to eat the fish, and the coffee is not. So now the fact that one day I sit down, I eat my fish, and I did not have in mind the coffee. And the coffee was not in front of me, so automatically it will be covered. Why? You'll say, what do you mean? It's not in front of you, and the coffee you didn't have in mind. So how could your shahakal on the fish cover the coffee? Because it's ruggel b'kach. It's the regular, normal, standard thing that I always do, a usual thing that I do, so automatically it's covered. So somebody asked an interesting question. They make havdalah, right? Let's say it's done like this every week. They make havdalah, and then automatically after every week havdalah, they go and take a coffee. So, and they didn't make an al hagef, and they didn't make an after bracha on the wine yet, but they go and take a coffee automatically. The coffee is not in front of them. It's always best if the coffee is in front of you, or the urn's in front of you, or something like that. Obviously, that's always the best thing. But now the question is, they go and take the coffee, and this is how they do it every week, right? So so the question is there bracha of Baruch Pri HaGafen? We know that when one makes a Baruch Pri HaGafen, it covers all drinks, right? Anything that's Jehakel, any drink, it'll cover. Let's say I have soda in front of me. I make a Baruch Pri HaGafen on wine or whatever it is, wine or grape juice, and now I have soda in front of me. That soda is automatically covered. If I have a coffee in front of me, that coffee is automatically covered by my Baruch Pri HaGafen. And also the after bracha. I don't have to make an after bracha because my Al HaGafen covers the coffee and my Ala Geffen covers the soda, whatever it is that I drank. Now the question comes up, what about if I had it in mind? So if you had it in mind that it's not in front of you, so then it's questionable, but with the effort we say it's also good. In other words, I had in mind the soda that's in the refrigerator when I made the Baruch Pri HaGafen, that's also good. But now let's say the question is, it's not in front of me and I did not have it in mind, but it's something I do all the time. Like I make Havdalah every week and automatically I take a coffee right afterwards. Right after Havdalah, I need a coffee, I take a coffee. And so the question is, is that coffee automatically covered? I did not have it. It's not in front of me. I made a Baruch Pri HaGafen on the wine, right? Or on the grape juice. And the coffee is not in front of me. And the coffee I did not have in mind. But it's something I do every week automatically. Is it automatically, will it be covered? So Lamaisa, we worked on it. And according to most Paiskim anyways, the answer is yes, it would be covered. Because Lamaisa, it is brought down like that. It's something that's ruggel b'kach. It's something that's usual. And by the way, it could be found. So the Dirshu brings it down in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, list number 6, right? In the Dirshu number 6, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, I'm not going to get into the whole thing, halachas of wine, but he says in list number 6, says the Dirshu, Misha Ruggel, Lishtais Shar Mashkim, Lachash Hashay Simen Ayayim, he wants to bring from the Sharatzin, somebody who's, it's normal for them to drink, this is the way they do it, other types of drinks, Lachash Hashay Simayim, after they drink wine, so then he brings from the Sharatzin, the Shenechshav Kamisha Hoysa Daiter Lekach, it's the same thing, it's as though you had it in mind. Then he says, "V'chein kosov b'shal teshuvas shevet Halevi." The Shevet Halevi says that shemavarach alayin shal kiddush. Somebody makes a bracha on kiddush. Poiter as kol hamashkim sheruggel ishtois achemikain. You make a hagafen on kiddush. It potters all the drinks that a person's ruggel b'kach lishtois achemikain. Even though it was not in front of you, you did not have it in mind, but it's ruggel. Poiter as kol hamashkim sheruggel lishtois laachar mikan. All the drinks that are that that you usually drink. If I usually drink soda after Kiddush, so it's automatically covered, even though it's not in front of you. And he doesn't say anything about in front of you, and you didn't have it in mind. So that's a very interesting point. And the last thing I just wanted to mention, very interesting, he brings from one of our wonderful B'nai Chabura, the person actually who sent me to Shaila, who was so wonderful to do some homework on it, and I really appreciate it, and I thank him for that. And he sent me some places to look up, really good, really beautiful stuff. And the Dirshu also, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, not the Dirshu, Piskei Chuvas, in the Piskei Chuvas, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, in Ha'ara number 23, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, Ha'ara number 23, and he says that this type of case comes up on Motzi Yom Kippur, Motzi Shabbos. Everybody, all the people who like to drink coffee, the first thing they need is a coffee, right? Right after Yom Kippur, after Tisha B'av, everybody knows they need that first coffee, right? So he says, "V'rabim ein yodim lizor b'kachu Motzi Adav Motzi Yom." They don't know. People don't know that you make Havdalah and that automatically covers the drinks, right? Motzi Adav Motzi Yom Kippur, Motzi Tisha B'av Shechal B'yom Echad Shem Avdilim. They make Havdalah, whatever, in the case in time when you make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, you always make Havdalah. But he says, Kadas B'nei Adam, V'achlotis Lishtois Achakach, and it's clear by them that they're drinking the coffee. Whether they had it in mind, or this is what they always do, it's clear by them they're drinking the coffee and other drinks right afterwards, right after Havdalah, because they haven't drinking in 24 hours, right, 25 hours. Uvazeh Hayayim Poiter Shar Mashkin, and then the wine is going to potter all the other drinks, because this is what they do. This is, it's 100% they're drinking first thing before you even eat. They're going to drink either a coffee or water or whatever it is. People have to get something in their throat. So it's interesting the way he says it. And the wine will potter all the other mashkin, even though it was not on the table. And the people don't realize that people have a lack of knowledge, and they make a bracha, they make a shahakal ala mashkin. You don't have to make a bracha. That is automatic. It's clear. I'm drinking right after Havdalah. I am drinking. So it's all covered. The coffee and the orange juice and the water, whatever it is, right? So you don't have to make a bracha unless you made Ala Geffen. But if you didn't make an Ala Geffen, it automatically covers the other drinks. So it's an important thing to keep in mind all these things. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Bracha Kol Tuv.